Morning Watch, an overview of the central burden and present truth of the Lord's recovery before His appearing. Week 7. The two aspects of God's complete salvation, judicial redemption plus organic salvation. Monday, related verses. Romans 5 verses 10 and 21. For if we, being enemies, were reconciled to God through the death of His Son, much more we will be saved in His life, having been reconciled. Verse 21. In order that just as sin reigned in death, so also grace might reign through righteousness unto eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 1 verse 17. For the righteousness of God is revealed in it out of faith to faith, as it is written, but the righteous shall have life and live by faith. Romans 3 verses 21 through 26. But now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been manifested, witness being borne to it by the law and the prophets. Even the righteousness of God through the faith of Jesus Christ to all those who believe, for there is no distinction. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth as a propitiation place through faith in His blood, for the demonstrating of His righteousness, in that in His forbearance God passed over the sins that had previously occurred. With the view to the demonstrating of His righteousness in the present time, so that He might be righteous and the one who justifies him who is of the faith of Jesus. Romans 9 verses 30 through 31. What then shall we say? That the Gentiles who did not pursue righteousness have laid hold of righteousness, but a righteousness which is out of faith. But Israel, pursuing a law of righteousness, did not attain to that law. Related reading. The complete salvation of God has two aspects, the judicial aspect and the organic aspect. By the word judicial, we know that it has something to do with the law. And by the word organic, we know that it has something to do with life. Therefore, God's complete salvation has both the judicial aspect, an aspect related to the law, and the organic aspect, an aspect related to life. In the complete salvation of God, what He does in the judicial aspect is a procedure, and what He does in the organic aspect is a purpose. In the aspect of procedure, that which God has fulfilled according to His judicial requirement is redemption, including forgiveness of sins, washing away of sins, justification, reconciliation to God, and positional sanctification. We were sinners under God's condemnation and also enemies of God, but now we have been forgiven, washed from our sins, justified by God, reconciled to God, and sanctified unto God positionally. This is to be redeemed. The first aspect of God's complete salvation is the judicial aspect, and what it accomplished is for us to be forgiven of our sins, washed from our sins, justified, reconciled to God, and sanctified positionally. These five items qualify and position us to enter into the grace of God. Romans 5 verse 2 says, we have obtained access into this grace in which we stand. How can a sinner obtain access into the grace of God? There must be the fulfillment of the judicial aspect so that the sinner may receive forgiveness of sins, washing away of sins, justification by God, reconciliation to God, and positional sanctification. All these items are a matter of procedure, qualification, and position. The judicial aspect qualifies and positions us, sinners, to enter into the grace of God, to enjoy the salvation that God has accomplished for us according to His life, organically in the aspect of purpose. Here we see that God has accomplished the salvation with two aspects, the redeeming aspect and the saving aspect. Redemption is accomplished judicially and saving is carried out organically. In the aspect of purpose, that which God has carried out by his life organically is salvation, including 1. Regeneration for us to receive the eternal life of God, 2. Shepherding for us to grow and exist in the divine life, 3. Sanctification in our disposition, 4. Renewing in our mind, 5. Transformation in our image, issuing in, 6. God's building, 7. Confirmation to the image of God's firstborn Son, that is, maturity in the divine life, and 8. Glorification, which is the consummation of God's eternal economy. That which is carried out organically is a further step as salvation, which is different from redemption, the initial step, and includes 8 items. Redemption is accomplished judicially, whereas salvation is carried out organically. The 8 items in the organic aspect issue in the Church of God to constitute the body of Christ, which will consummate the New Jerusalem, which is the ultimate goal of God's eternal economy. The process trying God and his regenerated, sanctified, transformed, and glorified elect will be joined and mingled as one to constitute an organism as the enlargement and expression of God in eternity. Eventually, Revelation 21 unveils to us that the entire New Jerusalem as a wife of the Lamb, Christ, becomes the enlargement and expression of God.